Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Promo, rolling.
Go.
Crows, Darcy, Fogarty on whether it's really... what was it?
And Bert?
Well, Crows, Darcy, Fogarty's going to be... It really was deliberate on the week.
Furious Five is back, lads.
You started this and ruined it, starting us to debate what Port's biggest issue is right now. My issue is I can't stop laughing at that dingbat.
See you tomorrow.
That's this afternoon. It's a promo.
Oh, sorry.
See you tomorrow. I can't. Pants on the floor. Pants on the floor. See you tomorrow.
No.
The whole thing is to get him to listen today. And you go, see you tomorrow.
Sorry. Sorry, Clark.
Good work, team. Oh, love you all.
Right, let's go.
What time is it?
Game done. Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang, another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's ultimate sports show. On every afternoon, Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Nice to have you on board on the May the 26th on 2021.
That's right. Rubbish.
What are you saying?
That's rubbish.
It's great to have you on board. I said May the 26th. G'day, everybody.
There we go.
Hello, buddies. How are you?
Good.
Bernie Vince and Greg Blewett. Welcome to a Wednesday Rush Hour. You know, we go all around the world. We download, we podcast, we're on 6 till 7. We're everywhere. They can find us on Instagram. We are alert, we're aroused, and we're ready to go.
we're on the earth. Allow, Jarv.
We've got two contestants for Furious Five on the Wednesday. My bottom lip seized up. I had too much bloody sugar.
Have you been to the dentist this morning?
No, not at all.
No, he's been to the jetty.
I've been to the jetty. Yeah. Crows, Darcy, Fogarty will join us.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
The big He-Man.
A couple of goals on the weekend.
Hey, the big He-Man. And Greg Blewett's got an issue which we need to discuss.
Well, he's got a number
really
of
important.
Them.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah.
Have I?
Well, apparently.
I didn't realise I had an issue.
Good afternoon, everybody.
You've got a number of them.
Gregory? No, that's true. I have got a lot of issues.
You got golf today because you're all dappered up.
Hey, what's this? Barn Bugle, Lost Farm.
Who were they?
Barn Bugle.
Barn Bugle.
What did you say then?
Barn Bugle.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people say Barn Bugle.
Oh, what is it?
I'll say it how I want to say it, and I say Barn Bugle.
Yeah, and I'll say May 25th how I want to say it.
If you're educating me
on how to say something. Yeah.
No, I meant if Jars is educating me.
Right. I'm playing golf. Got my little Gary Player black dress on today.
Black dress.
Well, not black dress.
Thank you very much, Greg Blewett. Your mic's going.
You're wearing a dress.
You're going to wear your black dress.
As we, as we have to say these days, we've just each to their own these days.
So you want to wear a dress at golf?
Well,
have you lost your shoes?
What's
happening? You've got thongs on. It's been minus four the last 3 days.
What happens is when I play golf, Burn, I don't like, because I'm just going to go straight into my golf shoes.
Yes.
Right. So I don't want to bring an extra pair of shoes. So thongs are just easy. I just slip out of the thongs and put my golf shoes
on. But say toes. You can't wear the gangrene on your toes. Yeah.
No, because I'll put my shoes on before I get to the club.
Well, it's not that hard to put a shoe on. What are you? Yeah, Harvey socks, even can do that.
How many?
I'm not around.
Now, Burn, let's get underway. Now, you've got some cricket IPL news, but we'll go to Burn. Some big footy news happening in the last 24 hours.
Yes, well, the Melbourne cluster, as we're calling it now, Jars, is up to 14. Mm. So, threw a bit of chaos into AFL ranks. But Victorian crowds are still confirmed despite this COVID outbreak. So the AFL and government are forging ahead with round 11 despite that. But the roof at Etihad will be open because you can have – it's deemed as an outdoor venue then, not an indoor. Yep. So at the moment, the rules are 30 people in indoor. So if you open that roof, which doesn't change a lot,
like a wall
you can have, buddy, 30,000 then? Yeah. Jeez, that's a bit of a difference. But I don't think Victoria have got this right at any stage, do they? They don't seem to be – they're not on top of it like all the other states. And they're the troublemakers over there. But the Bulldogs and Port Adelaide, they're isolating at the moment until negative tests come back because they were – well, a staff member at the Bulldogs was at the High Point Shopping Centre, which is one of the hotspots. Okay. So they and then he's gone to the footy club. Port were at the game on the weekend. There was a fan there with it in zone four, what they're calling it. So they're deep cleaning that. And I suppose Collingwood would also be isolating too from that, but I haven't had that confirmed. So, and all, again, results, they have to get a negative result before they can return. Essendon and Carlton have already gone.
Yep.
They've left Melbourne for their respective games, Essendon in Perth. And also Hawthorn will leave a day earlier, going to Darwin to play the Gold Coast this week. So,
so get out of Victoria ASAP, as the great Arnold Schwarzenegger would say.
Go! Get to the chopper!
That was literally 5 minutes fighting at, and that was how you used it.
Get down.
But that's what's being said over there to the clubs. Oh. Get out of this Melbourne and get to the chopper.
Yeah.
God, it's good to be back. I'm back on all
cylinders. Can you just welcome us in and say the date again, please?
Yeah, welcome back to the Triple M Rush Hour on the May the 25th.
The Rush Hour, Triple M.
Hey, Dad's birthday today. You missed that. Hey.
Timmy.
What about my cricket news?
Oh, yeah.
Who cares?
Who is this cricket? I don't like cricket. Look, I'm...
I love it. Hey, now, I feel
just a little bit of cricket news. So the IPL, of course, was suspended. I thought that was done. But it's going to resume again in September
in the
UAE. So they're halfway through and they want to finish it. So
they've
obviously
back.
Cricket rights are through the roof for the IPL. Oh, so they want their money. So that is going to kick off again in September. It's going to go over a three-week period with 10 double headers over those 3 weeks. So they've got 31 games to get through.
Yeah.
So that remains to be seen what the Aussies are going to do there, because the T20 World Cup is straight after that. So whether it's a good lead-in, but I think the cricket boys are starting to – it's wearing a little bit thin, all the quarantine.
They have to quarantine again.
So that was an announcement.
I don't know going back for that. You reckon?
No, I'm not.
Well, it's big money. Yeah, but so it's basically a money decision, because it's not a health decision.
It's my welfare. It's about my well-being. That's my decision. Like, quarantine, how many times do these boys have to do that? 14 days in a little room?
Well, I suppose for someone like a Pat Cummins, so he's getting paid – you know, $3 million or whatever it is. So if it's halfway through, then he won't get the remainder of his money. But if he stays in the UAE for the T20 World Cup, because it's possibly, it's meant to be in India. I don't think it'll be in India, but it may be, he might just stay there and then do his 2 weeks quarantine when he gets back. But
good update,
it's wearing thin.
Well done. Now, another issue that Bern and I would like to address with
you. Well, Bern doesn't know it.
Yeah, yes, he does. Bern knows about it. Yes, he does. If he checked his phone, he does now. Now, you've got some issues at home, you and Catherine, struggling.
Yeah, we're always struggling.
Did you ask her about the Greek day yesterday?
Yeah, I did. She didn't know anything about it.
Well,
What day was it? What day
was it? Yesterday.
Yeah, I know, but what day
was
it?
What's the day of the
Greek Pride Day?
Right, okay.
Well, you forgot. How did you tell her if you forgot what it was?
You lied to my face.
You did too.
Pile on him. Whatever you had, pile on now.
Well, she was on the phone to her mother last night, and I said, well, ask your mum about the Greek day, and she didn't know anything about it either.
Oh, no.
So anyway.
God, and they're Greek.
So what's the... sure? So, yeah, we've got issues. We've always got issues.
No.
How are you and Maz going?
Fantastic. So am I. You left the screaming house today. Oh. It was carnage. Don't put that to your head. Well, let's talk about your plums. Have they been serviced yet? Because
by Catherine?
What?
Or?
Serviced? Explain service, and we might have to dump you.
No, what I mean, and I apologise if it's offensive, you're getting the snip.
Yeah.
Well, what's happened?
I don't know. It's just been put on the back burner.
But why?
I don't know.
You go in, and Rupert's had his
plums done. I need to chat to him. Hey, it was a piece of cake for Rupert.
The key is stay awake.
You've got to stay awake.
If you get put to sleep, you pull up sore. They must just bash him around a bit.
Oh, here's one for Greg Blewett. Now it cuts like a knife. We're going to put a playlist together for you, Blue.
Nah, I've got to get it done, Jazz. She's not letting me anywhere near her.
See, and I really applaud Catherine for doing that.
What, for not letting me near her?
Yes.
No, is that my problem as well? Because I'm not getting anywhere near her.
Your wife just, Abs just had a lovely little daughter. Give her space.
4 months ago. How much space does she want?
when you finish having all your children, will you get the snip? Because I've never had it.
I'm finished.
You're finished now?
After last week.
I'm done. Mate, I'm still strong and vibrant as ever. I haven't been touched. Oh, yeah. Don't worry.
I am worried, yeah.
So, Maz is worried. When were you going? Because we'd like to come and be with you.
Yeah.
We'll sit in there with you.
You know what? In fact, I'll do it. I've done it to plenty of sheep.
Hang on.
Put the ring on.
Yeah.
You'll walk a bit funny for a while, but once you lose the feeling, they'll just drop me, mate.
Tough as nails. I'm happy with that.
As hard as a bloody
and
pillow.
And then you've got to put a bit in the cup at some stage to see if they're still alive.
No, well, that's all right.
Why do you want to do that
Doc Verrill. Doc Verrill, I need to get on to him about it.
Well, hurry up.
Is that what you have to do?
What?
Get tested into you a cup
keep,
after.
You've got to just keep checking to see if they're still alive.
I reckon mine would find a way around. I can get out of anywhere.
Here he is.
And I reckon they would be the same as what I am. Get out of anything.
And that is one of the weirdest cricket reports you will ever hear like in your life.
Get your cricket box
off. I love
off.
It.
Triple M. The Furious Five. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it. I do not believe it.
Two callers ballot out by answering 5 questions. One with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious
Five. Good on you, Haydo. Now, this is a very important segment midweek on the Rush Hour. Everyone's plagiarising this quiz all around the nation.
Are they?
There's
who?
No doubt
Name
about
them.
It.
Name
there's
them.
A lot of people that I'm after,
Bring
and there's
down.
Going to be letters sent because this is a quiz that everyone can play and enjoy.
Ebo nailed it last week, didn't he?
He did. It was very Ebo. Smooth.
What did he
very,
say then?
Well, just in regards to the rules and regulations.
Well,
just
he got
spot
no
on.
Idea what's
he was
going on.
Spot on.
No,
he wasn't.
Everyone
the contestants
knew what was
very clear.
So bland they knew and flat. What the score was. It was
right.
Clear.
Let's say hello to Hayden from Gawler. G'day, Hayden.
Hey, boys.
Welcome. And Johnny from Hampstead Gardens. Welcome you.
How you going, boys?
I know a Hayden from Gawler.
I beg your pardon?
I know a Hayden.
Who do you know from Hayden from Gawler?
Hayden Moss.
You know. What's your name, mate?
I know Matty Hayden.
Well, you got to say what one.
Hello, Hayden. What's your last name?
Yo. Moss.
Hey! How'd you get that? Out of the millions the millions of people in Adelaide.
It's
what's
Hayden
happened there?
Moss.
It is.
Have you got a brother?
Well, yeah what a stupid question.
What's your brother's name?
What's
that got to do with it?
Hang on. Moss.
Let me have a think about it. I'm like a psychic. I'm going to go with James.
I got Adam and Charlie, and I got one James.
Yeah. I'm a freak.
Next, you'll know what his dad's name is, you chunkhead.
Oh, let me have a thing. Oh. Mick?
Yeah, Michael, yep.
Yeah. Michael.
Hello, anyway, Johnny, are you there? Have you got any brothers and sisters?
Where are you from, Johnny?
Yeah, you're not touching them. From Hampstead Garden.
Where are you from?
Hampstead Garden.
Have you got a brother called George?
Max.
All right, 5 questions. Call your name out first. Correct answer, get 1 point. Incorrect, the opposition can get an opportunity. There's lifelines available. Greg Blort, question number 1.
All right, here we go, guys. A positive COVID case was found to be at which
John.
AFL?
Yes, John.
MCG, Collingwood versus Port, all the cheer squad.
Too much information.
Haydo.
Correct.
Well done, Johnny.
Beautiful.
Well done. Number 2, Boom Boom.
Which Crows player re-signed today?
Doudet, Johnny.
Oh, Hayden. Yes, Hayden.
Tom Doudet.
Yeah, good. Bang. This is good. Number 3, Greg.
Jesus, quick. Jar spent last week off on couples retreat with Carl Viet. When he returned, he received some news about the show while he was away. Based on this reaction, what was it? Here's the audio.
You take your numbers from the show.
Yes.
I don't give a stuff. Yes. I think it must be an outlier, though. Yeah. Just a lucky
John.
Week.
Well, it is what it is. Did they go up, though? Has that been proven? In
Oh, well, these drafts are the best.
John,
I think I've gone down, but anyway.
John, we got
John,
it.
No, Hayden said it first.
Hayden,
John.
Hayden.
Yo, it's the news that the numbers went up while he was away.
Yeah!
In fact, they doubled.
Yeah, they did. All right, that's 2-1. This is a good game. Burn 4, please.
Will there be crowds at the footy in Melbourne this weekend?
John?
Yes, John.
Yes, there is, and the roof's going to be open.
Yeah.
Again, too very much sure. information.
This is great.
Knowledge of these two.
Right, this is it. Number 5,
this is a very
Greg.
Easy question.
Don't stuff it up.
Very easy question, boys. Did I make Adelaide's top 10 most influential...
John. Yes, John.
No, you didn't.
Finish the question first.
No, I finished the question. Go on.
You're not in the top 20 anyway.
Yeah. No, no, he didn't finish the question.
I would have said top 100.
Did Bluey make the top 100 million influencers? People of the world.
Read the rest of the question.
We just did.
Cricket Lips.
Top 10's most influential sportsman list.
Top 10.
Oh. Still no.
Still no.
Where was Bernie Knight right?
Top 1,000. Comment.
No. Hayden, thanks, mate. Great sport. We got no prize for Hayden, have we?
No,
Hayden?
We've got a family pass to the Sandful this weekend. Oh, getting behind grassroots football.
He doesn't want it.
Donate it to charity.
For a dollar.
Jeez, they were sharp, those boys. Oh, very sharp.
Yes. I thought we had phones and watches to give away. Where are they going, Hayden?
You said you're going to get a Toyota Prado.
Yeah, I thought, something along those lines. Save and switch on your car service and repairs. Call 1300 Automasters. Yeah. Thanks so much for playing, boys.
Well done, lads.
That's all right. Jazz promised me cheeky Greek.
Let's say hello to one of our favourites. Yes. He's really blossomed this year, playing a new role through the midfield. Yeah, He's the He-Man. He likes to just argy-bargy, a bit like you did, Byrne.
Nah, not like me.
Okay, Darcy Fogarty joins the top rating rush hour. G'day, Fog.
How are we?
The big Fog.
Going all right?
Yeah, I think he got the name.
What was the question, Jazz, maybe?
Mate, best win for the season for me. You boys didn't give up against the top side, Melbourne Football Club. A lot of belief and a lot of confidence now.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good to come away with a close win and put a four-quarter effort together. The boys loved it. Should be good coming in to another big test this week against Richmond. So they'll be up and about and hopefully play a similar way.
Fog, I just want to ask you, the atmosphere the other night, absolutely sensational. Now, was that the best win that you've had with the club?
Yeah, it definitely would be for me. I'm definitely ranking up there as one of the best and loudest wins. I don't know how many we had. I think we might have had high 30s there on the weekend. So
31,000, mate.
Low 30s, yeah. So even that, people are screaming out and rocking up, so it's good. It's good fun.
Hey, Fog, we've seen you go through the midfield a little bit this year. Would you rather be a midfielder, a forward, or do you like the combination?
I don't mind the combination. I would have liked to get a few more touches in the midfield. Probably didn't give my... Well, I didn't get much of the ball, so I didn't really warrant a chance to stay in there. But I don't know. It's good being around the ball and playing on some good players, and you don't really have to rely on someone bringing it down to you when you're playing forward. So midfield is good fun, yeah. As you'd know.
Knock them around, isn't it?
But yeah, forward's also nice, getting on the end of a couple.
Hey, Fog, pretty accurate again on the weekend. Your goal kicking is elite. Now, you're a very young player, but do any of the boys tap you on the shoulder for some hints at training?
No. Not to me.
There it is. You just can't be bothered teaching them.
No. They don't give a
They're
stuff,
all too
mate.
Stubborn.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, they'll go to the Big Tekken.
The Big Tekken.
Actually, you would go to him. How good was he on the weekend? Three goals.
We've heard about it as well.
What's he been like around there? Because he did say on this show a couple of weeks ago that the only reason he had a week off was because he had sore shoulders from carrying everyone. What's he been like this week? I'd hate to be around him.
Oh, it hasn't been good. I don't know how to explain it. The chest has been out more than ever.
Oh, yeah. And he's been dancing in the change rooms and doing all that sort of weird shit. Where's that come from?
Yeah. I don't know. I missed all that, thank God. But he carries on the best of time.
Were you allowed a few beers after the win?
We had a couple. We actually had a bit of a presentations night. So we all went back to a pub and all the families got around that were down and read out some best players and...
Oh,
yeah, it was good fun.
That's good. The old country footy club. Yeah, they like that. Yeah, number 23, your meals ready?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. The 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 envelopes.
Yeah, nice.
Yep.
And your 14 beers are ready.
I used to always cook the meals at the local footy club.
Oh, beautiful.
If you cooked, you got your meal for free. So anyway, and you got a few chips along the way. Hey, it's not for everyone that last kick in the last minute. Would you want it in your hands?
Oh, No, I don't reckon.
At least you're honest. Nah, it's a different pressure though, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Well, Tex was a pretty good kick for goal, and he reckons he was shitting himself. So for it to come over him, it must have been doing a bit.
Fog, have you heard COVID's obviously kicking off in Melbourne? You play Richmond this weekend there. Have you heard anything from the club? Any changes or, you know, anything that might happen?
I haven't heard anything yet. I think we'll just be playing it by ear until the time comes. Things can change that quickly, so it's pretty hard to make make calls, but yeah, we'll just have to see how we go, I reckon.
Chatting with the He-Man, Darcy Fogarty from the Adelaide Crows. Now, Fog, let's just delve into the off-field activities. What are we rolling with? We've got a lovely young lady. Are we single? What's our hobbies?
Last time you asked him whether he does pottery classes, so we'll ask that again as well.
No pottery, and I'm still single, unfortunately.
Maybe the pottery classes will kickstart the single sort of closing that
down. Might correlate. Hopefully,
a good looking young strapping man like you not have a lovely young lady on the arm?
You don't want one.
Well, there's plenty of time.
How are you going with the mushtark?
The mushtark, yeah, it's still here.
Yes, sir, boy.
Yeah. It's challenging for Tekken.
Tekken. Everything. Everyone's after Tekken, aren't they?
Yeah, he's the man at the moment.
He's the man.
Should he get another year or? Should he get another year? Not another ear, because he's got plenty of them. Another year. Yeah.
Another ear.
We asked Roo that today, and he said no, he was going to put it off till. He said halfway
he
through the year.
Like, now it's halfway through the year.
It's going to be the back end. Bloody hell, hurry up, or some other club will get him.
Yeah, I'll pass it on.
He's really enjoying this chat.
Yeah, have you been down the southeast lately?
Oh, hello.
No, I haven't been back, actually, for a little bit.
Well, you forgot where you came from, have you?
Oh, hello.
A little bit.
Now, Darcy, do you have the oval named after you or a scoreboard named after you down there in the wherever you're from?
Loosendale. Do your research, Charles.
Not like Burn. He's got a scoreboard, and it's divided the town too, hasn't it, Burn?
It has a bit, yeah.
Nothing down there yet?
No, nothing for me. No.
If you get something named after you, what would it be? Maybe the urinal in the local?
No, it'd be the pub, surely.
It'd have to be the front bar.
That's the boy that loosened
the fog. The fog front bar. With a dart, there'd be a darts board, there'd be a pool table.
There you go.
Maybe just a bed to pass out in.
Hey, good luck against Richmond at the MCG on Sunday, mate.
Cheers, thanks for having me.
Hey, Darcy Fogarty there.
Before he goes, I've got another question.
Yeah, go.
Was it deliberate out of bounds, Fog?
Oh!
No, didn't it come off his hand?
Yes.
Deflection.
Cheers, boys.
Every Wednesday, you two knuckleheads produce the Bump podcast.
That's no way to describe us.
Well, I could have used worse, but I'll stick with knuckleheads. Now, that comes. You can get it now on the Listener app, of course. Now, I've had a sneak peek. Geez, you boys got a bit feisty, didn't you?
Well you did, Bert. Drew butted heads a bit.
Yeah, you did.
That's okay.
On what Port's issues are right now. Yes. Take a listen.
Can we talk about Port Adelaide now? How did you see that performance on the weekend? I was shattered watching that.
No, take
bloody
the four
umpires.
Points.
Bloody umpires.
Take
bloody
the four umpires. Points, Stitz, and move on. You're not going to play your best.
I don't think you can move on. They haven't been. Why? They've been up and down for 6 weeks now, Port.
The only thing I wouldn't move on from is your starts. Your starts are a real concern. Again, Colling, in a low-scoring game, kick the first four goals. Yeah. Bloody lucky to get away with it. But that's one for me. I would just move on. Collingwood just dragged you down to a basically a shit standard of footy. And to get away with that, I think you just move on quickly. But I'd touch on the starts. They're a concern.
Yeah, but what about the Brisbane game and the West Coast game and the other game that I can't think of at the moment? There's actually
Bulldogs.
Bulldogs, they just beaten by best side. I think they played well that night. So that doesn't worry me. But they're actually playing average footy.
They're struggling.
Too many times.
Mm.
For a side that Jarz said wouldn't lose a game.
Their contested stuff, when they play poorly, they're contested. It's just a big discrepancy between when they win and when they lose, and there's no.
I don't think we're a great contested side.
But when you say that, the players for it, Ollie Wines, one of the best contested players you got. Power Pepper, Boak's good.
We're saying Boak and Wines are playing brilliantly. Yeah. We're talking about their midfield being poor.
Yeah, so that's my question. Like, why aren't they good? Why are they good in the contest when Port play well, or do Port play well when those guys are good in the contest? It's the chicken or the egg.
You're missing your kids.
Yeah, we are, funnily enough.
But
I've
got to say, your form line of Darcy, Byrne, Jones, Hartlett and Rosie would be concerning Kenny.
Yeah, what's wrong with Rosie at the moment? Is he playing with a bad foot? Do we know?
He must be.
He's not spoiling at all. He's not making any impact. Mm. Yeah, he's not playing with the arrogance.
He probably will go out of the side, you reckon, if that continues. Mm. Maybe even this week. With Fantasia coming back this week, they said he's available, so... he's certainly in front of Rosie at this stage.
Maybe it's just those players that are sort of like on the end of the ice cream a little bit, struggling a little bit.
What do you mean by that? On the end of the ice cream?
Yeah, the players that do well when the side's going well.
You're saying they're licking the ice cream too much?
No, you need those players.
No, they've got quite a few of those players that do play well.
But every club's got those type of players.
Though. Yeah, you need
them. I'm saying maybe Port at the moment
Too many of them.
Have they got, they're waiting at the ice cream.
They got the balance wrong.
Downhill skiers, or?
Well, I'm not saying that downhill skiers, but there are players that play better when the side's going better, isn't there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they're on the end of the hard work or the inside work, and when that doesn't get done, Root,
that's licking the ice cream.
You've hit the nail on the head there. We've got too many, too many of those types.
And they miss Rockcliffe.
Let's name them then. Who? Rosie, you're saying?
No. Rosie's a superstar.
He's a star.
He's obviously down on form.
Fantasia's one. But I think Marshall.
I'll do it in reverse because I don't think it's fair for me to name people at the Port Footy Club who look at me and go, "Well, you've never played a game, mate." But
yeah, but you can have your say as a supporter. You're entitled to as a member.
So when Richmond played in a grand final, I look at them. They haven't got one of those blokes. Not one. Like, so I'm going to name. All right, Riley Bonner in defence. Amon on a wing. Marshall at centre half forward.
Fantasia.
Farrell, great finisher.
Motlop.
Fantasia, Motlop. What I'm saying is they are all the players that get on the end of great work.
Yep.
Right?
Agree.
Like Marshall, you know, Kenny loves him. Marshall doesn't bust the pack apart at centre half forward and take the mark. He gets on the end of a good bit of work and takes a mark, kicks a clever goal. He can do that. He had 7 touches on the weekend. I can name games where he's had 3 touches, 4 touches. That's what I'm saying. Now, anyone listening, and if Kenny's listening, he'll go, "What would you know?
Yep.
You're a soft squash player." I cop that. I understand that. Richmond would have one of those players in their grand final side, not 6 or 7.
Yep.
Is that fair?
Yeah, no, 100%. And, I agree with you.
I said to Roo earlier, off before we got on this show, if you had Vlosten running full pelt against one of those players, for example, who plays in defence of Richmond, I know he's going to get the ball.
Yeah.
Maybe Richmond a few of those.
Richmond have all Vlosten-type players. Yeah.
Maybe all of those. You know, most of those players won't be in there when you get all your players back, if you get all your players back.
Well, you can't play too many of them in
the
same
Amon's
side.
Well, Amon's in the... He was in All-Australian form. You're not going to...
And he is, but... He is, no. But you can't... I'm just saying, though, can't have all of those types in the same side.
Roo just said those players might not be in there when you get your players
Amon's
back.
Amon's in every
Amon's
week.
Amon's in every day of the week.
Who are you saying will be out then?
Oh, well, I don't think Bonner's in your best side. Motlop's on the edge, I think. Marshall's on the edge when you've got all your fit guys, your big fellas.
Is Marshall the forward that goes out, think,
when
they play?
Well, we know for a fact, Ken loves... Marshall will play every week, no doubt about that.
I reckon Marshall cost you the premiership last year. I would have played West off in that prelim final.
A lot of people said that.
I said that that week as well.
That's what I'm saying.
Whether that would have changed it, you never know.
Look, but Ken likes him, and sometimes when coaches like a player, they like him for a reason that we don't know about. He must do something out in the field that we don't know about, and that's all well and good. He is entitled to that, but I would play Laddams, Dixon, and Lysette and Georgiadis instead of...
Well, Laddams is on the outer, from what I'm told.
Well, he's that's a concern. He's not a number one ruckman.
When they're all
fit.
He
has to be at the moment.
Well, I know,
Laddams
but
he's not in your 22 when everyone's fit.
When they're
fit.
All fit, Laddams won't be in the side. That's the mail.
Well, it's Laddams or Marshall. It's Laddams or Marshall.
Who's going to second ruck, Chuck?
Probably.
Yes, that's what they been doing.
It doesn't work
your
when
best
Chuck
forward.
Goes second chop out ruck.
Why doesn't it work?
Because it takes away from the big key forward up forward.
Well, have some. That's why you have Laddams in the side.
Laddams not up to it.
Let's go down to Tin Tacks then. You're the football experts. On the weekend, watching that Port game, in the first half, Laddams got thrashed. Fair to say.
One of the best ruckmen.
Right. Yeah. In the second half, I'd say the heat was put on him. He really bounced back.
Yep.
He took marks around the ground. And I was rapt for him. I thought, good on you, lad, you've had a go, you've had a crack. But you're going to come up against a quality player like Grundy in finals.
Correct.
Do you play Laddam?
Having a crack isn't... You need to be doing more than having a crack if
but
you're the number one ruckman, don't you?
But I'm just saying, he didn't drop his bundle and sulk and whatever.
Very good to bounce back.
And you can't have your coach whacking you at half-time every game you play.
And you can't have your number one ruckman. You can't be picking him because he has a crack. You need him taking it to the other ruckman.
We were 4 goals down because of a lot of stuff Grundy did.
Yep.
I thought.
Well, we kicked 2 goals, I think.
It's very different being the number 2 ruckman to the number 1 ruckman. Number 2 ruckman, you're doing 5 to 8 minutes a quarter in the ruck.
Yep.
Okay? Number 1 ruckman, you're doing 25 minutes in the quarter.
Okay.
It's totally different.
So why isn't Sam Hayes getting an
endurance
opportunity?
Beast. You have to be really
clearly,
good.
They clearly haven't got
Sam
him ahead
Hayes
of...
needs an opportunity.
He's not fit enough, they reckon. He's not a great runner.
He's not a great runner.
Nah. Well, and you're saying if he's going to be number one ruck, he needs to be an endurance beast.
You do, don't you?
Well, and he's apparently, running-wise, is not his strength. Not too bad in the contest. Good tap ruckman, but... I don't know whether his running ability would enable him to be the number one ruck.
I reckon this game against Freo is a dead set danger
it's
game.
It's a real
this week.
Danger game.
Freo are going okay. People think about Freo and they just think, oh, they're hopeless like they were 3 years ago. They're on the improve.
Nah, they're going the right route.
Jeez, yeah, Burn. What? Calm down, mate.
Well, Burn's a bit fiery and all.
What were you doing?
All supporting Burn. And Ditch was in tears. Limo couldn't talk. But you and Rue were going at it.
Well, I'm a bit tired. So
nah, that's fair enough.
I always stand up for what I think. I don't
Who won it?
Changed.
Who won the battle?
Oh, me, easy.
But there is concerns about Port Adelaide's form line the last month, isn't there, Burn?
There is.
That's been the that was the issue.
I was saying, just as you heard, just move on. Take the 4 points, move on. The only thing I'd review is their starts. They've been shocking in their first quarters.
Mm.
Again, Collingwood kicked the first four goals, and you can't be giving up that, especially in low-scoring games like that.
So. And they got some quality out too. Mm. Remember, Lysett's a big loss, you know, and your Fantasia and Butters and Dersma, but Butters won't play for the rest of the year, so he's done with that foot. So anyway, but like you said, four points in the bank.
Good stuff, boys.
So that is Rue, Ditz, Bernie, Jars and Limo. All on the one podcast. We call it The Bump, and you can get it right now on the brand new listener app.
From the playing field to the locker room, Triple M's Rush Hour is the trusted source for everything footy.
Another goal to Port Adelaide.
Get your expert tips here to be the ducks of your tipping comp with Bernie, Bully and Jars.
And the Crows win here at the Adelaide Oval.
Love footy? You'll love Seeker's Footy Tipping with weekly prizes up for grabs so you can join anytime. Sign up now at seekerfootytipping.com.au. Seeker, your go-to product on the worksite.
Well, last round harder to pick than the proverbial broken nose. Bernie got 7. Jars got 7.
Bluey got 8. Thought I got
you
8.
Got 7.
Well, I got 7 thanks to Bradley Ebert for filling in last week.
That's your PB for the week.
That's my best. But I'm struggling.
PB because so you're averaging 2.
You're 3 clear of me.
Right.
And Jars.
Nowhere near it. But there is always a comeback.
Clear of Jars.
We're only about halfway, Jars.
All right, here we go. What do we got?
Bulldogs VDs at Marvel Stadium.
Bulldogs.
Bulldogs at Marvel.
Best team.
Bulldogs, thank you.
That game might not even be played.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Pies v Cats at this stage at the MCG.
Cats.
Cats.
Pussy Cats for me, please.
Lions v Giants at the Gabba.
Lions.
Lions.
Saints v Roos at Marvel.
This could be a draw.
I'm going Saints.
Saints surely have to. They've got a good side. I just don't know what
I might go North.
I think it's a 50-50.
Well, just give us a
North. I already said Saints.
Yeah, okay, go.
Where do you go?
Saints.
I might change.
Suns v Hawks up in Darwin.
Darwin.
Suns.
Suns are very good. They excite me. Hawthorne are...
You've obviously got a pretty boring life if they excite you. Jeez.
Yep.
We're going with Suns. Next game.
Yep.
Eagles v Dons at Optus Stadium.
Oh, it's a good game.
Eagles.
Eagles.
Yeah,
Tigers v Crows at the MCG.
Tigs.
Tigers.
Got plenty back this week.
Yeah.
Swans v Carlton at the SCG.
Oh.
Swans.
Buddy's on fire. Swans for me.
And at Adelaide Oval, Frio or the Not Prison Bars?
Big test for Port Adelaide this week.
Good test. I'm nervous.
I think at home they just get over the line, but that one will be very close.
Port for me.
Oh, I like Port. We've all gone the same, pretty much. Yeah.
Well, which is fine.
Yeah.
If you love footy, you love Seeker's Footy Tipping with weekly prizes up for grabs, so you can join in at any time. Sign up now at SeekerFootyTipping.com. S-I-K-A. Seeker, your go-to product on the worksite. So you got to get a sniff, Jars.
Sorry, Hayden.
You were away. You weren't in Melbourne, were you?
No, not at all. No, I was in the comfort of my bed getting hot soup from Maz and getting a nice chest rub.
For yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Vince's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final facts.
I took myself to a place that I never want to go again. I was picturing Jars laying on the bed, rubbing Vince onto his nipples for some reason. Because he does touch him a bit.
He does it in the studio. He's often rubbing.
No, I don't. I just feel my muscles.
You touch your own breasts a lot.
I'm trying to get rid of that vision.
Maz was rubbing my chest the other day and called me Hemsy. Thor.
I'm trying to Thor out.
Right.
In with the good, out with the bad.
Good Wednesday thus far.
Ooh. Just breathe out that shit.
A reset.
Reset.
Hey, here we go.
Wednesday, 26th. Of May, 20th, as Jars calls it. today in Australia. It's a big, big day. Now, this is probably the biggest day we've had today, National Sorry Day in Australia. In every May 26 in Australia, National Sorry Day reminds the colonist descendant people of the nation to remember the mistreatment of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Absolutely.
And that was because during the 20th century, Indigenous children were forcibly removed from their families. Yes. Stolen generation. So they're just a reminder of people that today is Sorry Day. So
Good work, cover that one.
Hey, on this day, you got a couple here. In 1908, I'm going to start. Engineers made the first major oil find in the Middle East. The first one ever. Imagine how many since.
Yes. No, they're still finding it.
Pouring out. Yeah, they're still finding it. But the first one ever.
And what would it be worth now, that chap that found it? What would he be worth?
God, a couple hundred bucks. What a stupid question. He's probably a sheikh somewhere in the Middle East, I'd say, because that's where he found it.
There's a
probably
lot of them now. Very
1923.
Wealthy.
I'm sure he's still with us.
There was the first ever 24-hour Le Mans, the car race. That's the 24 hours.
What year was this?
1923, Jars. So guess how many finished the 24-hour challenge? You got to race for 24 hours. That'd be tough.
Well, how many started? Do you know?
Don't know.
How many finished?
Oh, I'd say normally 20-odd,
20-odd. Three
finished. I was going to say.
Three.
You were going to say what he said.
I'll say five. Five finished.
Jars, correct.
Yeah.
Three finished the 24-hour challenge.
What did you flip me off
for? And they covered 2,210 kilometres in the 24 hours. Yeah. So,
where is the track?
It's in France.
Yes.
Good boy. Well done.
Yeah, that's why it's called Le Mans.
Hey, a couple of big birthdays today. 1959.
Yeah.
Timmy Vince. Going back a little bit before that, Jazz, this one's close to your heart.
Yes,
you've mentioned him a few times. 1907.
Yeah.
John Wayne.
John. You know his real name is Marion. That's his real name.
Again.
Marion.
Again.
And guess who I married? A Marion.
In Marion.
And Bern, where was the reception held?
Marion Shopping Centre. And a couple of just little facts to send you off with.
Okay, here
we go. One's a farming fact because it's the farmer Tim's birthday.
Yep.
Boys, do you know our packers are used as security guards for sheep?
I didn't know that.
When they're lambing.
Wow.
To scare foxes away.
Really?
And I knew this anyway.
Yeah.
But they can actually kill a fox.
Oh, God.
They hate them. Their nostrils flare.
Yeah.
And they smell a fox and they want
blood.
Yeah, it's like me and Rue in the bump today.
They want blood.
Go after them.
Well, they get the boot in, do they?
Yeah, the boot. They jump on them. The foxes stay well clear.
Spit in their face.
They do spit too. Yeah,
so those beautiful little lambs are safe.
They're safe.
Because
it's
of the alpaca.
It's their mother.
Love it. Righto.
The big mother.
That's a good one.
Last one.
Yeah.
This one's more for you, Blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have a guess how old the most oldest unopened bottle of wine is.
Oh, God. Come on, Gregory. You tour the wineries. You get free drinks, free feed.
So you go to wineries every Sunday.
You just milk these poor wineries around South Australia. You don't pay.
When did they start? The Romans were drinking wine.
Were they?
I'll tell you.
What about the Greeks?
That's where it was. That's where it is. The unopened bottle.
What about the Parisians?
Let's go 500 years.
Yeah, good stuff.
1,650 years old. It was found in a Roman tomb.
It'd be corpse, wouldn't it?
I didn't read that far, Blue.
And therefore, Blue won't pay a cent for it.
Yeah.
That's right, Blue.
Yes.
Right. Don't ask stupid questions. Just listen to me.
What grapes were they? Was it a Shiraz or a Cabernet?
See
you tomorrow, Tina. And we're going.
The shit that you drink.
Happy birthday, Farmer Tim.
Yeah. Early in the sack.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Actually, we'll stop it there. And
again,
thank you.
Right on that bit again. Why does it say the tree bit of country?